Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when our government has taken one big step in the direction of releasing information it's been collecting for some years about UAPs. UAPs are what used to be known as UFOs. UAP stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Do we know what exactly is in the report that they're going to be issuing apparently on June 25th? We don't. But the New York Times has a fairly detailed account of what people say is in that report. To talk about that and to give some perspective that I think is very much needed, it's an honor to welcome back to the show Professor Avi Loeb of Harvard University. He has previously worked as a member of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton, same place that a guy named Albert Einstein was involved with some years ago. He is now at Harvard as the Frank B. Baird Jr. Professor of Science and former chair of the astronomy department. Professor Loeb, thank you very much for joining us. His new book, by the way, is called Extraterrestrial: The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. To the best of your knowledge, when you write in your book, Extraterrestrial, about that very large whatever it was, you thought it could even be some kind of wreckage or remnant of an alien craft. Do they investigate this at all in the new government report that is coming out? Do you know?
Well, first of all, thanks for hosting me. No, I think this report focuses on reports that came from military personnel, mostly pilots and the Navy people that used their instruments to look at unusual objects that they haven't anticipated. And these are all objects within our atmosphere, not far from the aircraft or the aircraft carriers that from where they were spotted. So they're clearly very near us. Now, the astronomical object, the Oumuamua, that was discovered in 2017, that was detected by telescopes very far away, roughly at a third of the separation of the sun from the Earth, you know, so it's very far away, not within our atmosphere. And that one appeared to be very different from any comet or asteroid that we've seen before, and most likely had a flat shape and was pushed away from the sun, most likely as a result of reflecting sunlight. So it behaved in a very different way than the objects we've seen before, and that's what led me to suggest that maybe it was produced by a technological civilization. But the report that comes to Congress, it deals with evidence that came from the military, and there the situation is quite different. What was spotted are objects that could not be identified. They definitely do not belong to the U.S. We know for sure because we pretty much know everything that is happening within our military complex. And then there are two possibilities left. Well, you might say maybe the objects are not real, but they are real because they were detected with multiple instruments and by multiple people. So it cannot be an illusion or a malfunction of a particular instrument. They were seen by radar systems, by infrared detectors, by cameras. So we know that these are real objects.
So this is not just a smudge on the windshield, as some people have been saying.
That's right. And then there are two possibilities. Either they were produced by another nation, but that requires, at least according to the evidence, technologies that are far more advanced than we possess. Okay, but it's potentially possible that either Russia or China or some other nation has technologies way ahead of us. The second possibility is it's not from this earth. And I think that it's pretty straightforward to distinguish between these two possibilities. It's not too complicated. All you need is to figure out if the Russians, the Chinese, or any other nation have the capability to produce objects like that. And you can find out the answer to this question either by spying on them, you know, trying to see if they acquired information from such objects that otherwise they would not be able to get, or by spying on their technology, the technological development. It shouldn't be difficult for us to figure out whether any other human is able to produce such objects. And once we excluded that possibility, the only one that remains is that it's not from here.
Okay, the one about excluding that possibility, the nature of the regime in China and the nature of the regime in Russia are such that if they had this technology or were even close to it, wouldn't it be very likely that they would trumpet it very loudly? And because these are not countries that are shy at all about their technological ambitions. In fact, Putin has made comments about some hypersonic weapons that he's developed already. So it's really would be strange to think that if they have something that was this sophisticated, because this would really, we are very far from developing any comparable craft to what these would have to be, aren't we?
Yes. And I would think, as you point out, I would think that anyone else is as well, because I do believe that science and technology in the U.S. are at the forefront of our knowledge right now. And I wouldn't imagine another nation having, the ability to develop crafts that are far more advanced than ours. You know, I as you say, I don't think it's likely. So then the question is, well, you can examine the data that exists, some of which is completely classified, you know, so it would not even be released in these reports. You know, it's just like an iceberg. You see the tip. You don't know the base of how much data there is that is classified. And it wouldn't be released because if you release that data, most of the iceberg, then you also expose your detection instruments. You basically tell other nations what kind of infrastructure we have to detect things. Okay, and you don't want to do that. So that, I think that is a big barrier in terms of national security that perhaps prevents the release of all the data. But suppose there is such data that shows beyond any reasonable doubt that these objects are real and that they behave in ways that far exceed our technological abilities. And then you can clear up, also by espionage on other nations, you can clear up the question whether other nations have that. And then I think the next step is to collect more data about these things and try to see what's going on here. And, you know, I'm really curious. Now, if I look at my, many of my colleagues in the science community, they know in advance. They say, no, it cannot be anything other than human-made. They know that. So they don't need any data. They just know the answer. I think that's the wrong approach. It's actually not the scientific approach. The scientific approach is not having a prejudice and being guided by the data. You know, we should look at the data. If you don't see the data, suppose the data is classified right now, we don't have access to it. You know, the New York Times didn't really tell us what the data is. But you can't express your opinion before you see the data. I find that really irresponsible of some astronomers or scientists that have very categorical views and dismiss the scientific credibility of these reports.
And I know, Avi Loeb, that you have advocated for more investment, more funding into research as to what these phenomena really are. Avi Loeb, his new book is called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. More coming up on the MedVed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll be right back.
Michael Medved show. We were speaking earlier in this program about Peggy Noonan's view that one of the reasons that people are so given over to conspiracism is because of the internet. There is just a superfluity of views, a very easy means of connecting with other people who hold whatever bizarre ideas might be there. There's an whole series. It's not just one alternate reality. It's lots of different alternate realities you can access over there. But this goes to one of the aspects about the flying saucer story, the unidentified aerial phenomena story. That's what they call it now. Used to call it UFOs. None of this would be happening, it seems to me, even though we've had presidents who have expressed strong interest in unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, including Jimmy Carter, who believes he had a sighting. He does. And Barack Obama. And then Harry Reid, of course, the one-time Senate Majority Leader, had been leading it. There also is a great interest in that subject that has been expressed over the years on the Medved Show. And we have, in fact, one of our Call of the Week classics. It's from the 27th of August in 2010. And we had a series of callers who described their own UFO experience. Listen.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about the what seems to be a pretty good-sized cover-up.
I'm one of those people who believes that there are those in the government who are hiding what they know about UFOs. It's time for the truth to be brought out, that UFOs are not U.S. or Soviet devices. All we can do now is wait for some actions by the UFOs.
One night, my brother and I and a friend of ours were driving real slow in a deserted area, and we saw a little alien craft. And
you hadn't had a few beers or anything?
Well, we might have inhaled a substance or two.
Uh-huh. Houston, we have a problem.
But it was there, and it was no doubt.
Hundreds of high-ranking military officers, pilots, defense intelligence personnel, astronauts, scientists, all maintain that as a result of experiences during the performance of their official duties, they have come to believe that some UFOs are not only real crafts, but probably extraterrestrial in origin.
I think that the vast majority of people probably think I'm nutty.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
It's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the wheel, and I look off the port bow, and there's this huge white light underneath the surface of the water. I wake my brother up, and I said, John, you got to see this. So he wakes up and looks at it, and he says, let's go check it out. So we start heading for it, and it starts coming at us because, you know, we were converging with our speeds. It goes right by the boat. I mean, I'm leaning over the side. I'm looking at this thing, and I can't remember if it was a humming sound or a vibration sound. This thing goes right by the boat. It goes right over the northern horizon. It looked to me like it wasn't more than 15 or 20 feet across, and it was the typical two saucers put together with a light swirling around the middle of it.
Ezekiel saw obviously amazing objects in the sky. Daniel was confronted by the supernatural being. Obviously, God uses angels, and then there's always the fallen angels, and the UFOs are part of the whole deal. So it's they've been here since the beginning, and they'll be here in the end. I mean, even Christopher Columbus said he saw a UFO, didn't he?
Not that I know of.
You've got some really highly credible people saying the extraordinary, and people have ignored it because the phenomena and the community surrounding it has got a lot of crackpots and nutcases and a lot of sensations. Stuff going on that has absolutely nothing to do with reality. It's time for the truth to be brought out.
Very curious. Very interesting. I think man is the most interesting insect on Earth. Don't you?
That, I believe, the voice of the late, great Mel Blanc, who was in an alternate world, Marvin the Martian. He's good. I'm not. The report that is coming out June 25th, apparently, with, as Professor Avi Loeb indicated on our show, and much of it still classified, but it will cover 120 incidents over the last 20 years. And the one thing that they do definitively is they determined that the vast majority of the more than 120 incidents over the past two decades did not originate from any American military or other advanced U.S. government technology, the official said. That determination would appear to eliminate the possibility the Navy pilots who reported seeing unexplained aircraft might have encountered programs the government meant to keep secret. But, reports the New York Times, that is the only conclusive finding in the classified intelligence report, the official said. And while a forthcoming unclassified version expected to be released to Congress by June 25th will present a few other firm conclusions, senior officials briefed on the intelligence conceded that the very ambiguity of the findings meant the government could not definitively rule out theories that the phenomena observed by military pilots might be alien spacecraft. Bum, bum, bum. Look, this is the closest I think we have ever come, and it's actually surprising to me that there's not a bit more hysteria about it. I mean, there's so many questions, obviously. And one of the questions is, if such craft really have been floating around, hovering around planet Earth, and sometimes going under the sea, because I know one of these sightings involved a craft that very rapidly descended from the sky and went into the ocean. We don't know how to do that. That's not something that you can do, certainly not at that speed. And if this is something other than a mass hallucination, and as Professor Avi Loeb says, it can't be, because a lot of the data that they will present in this report apparently indicates that it's been verified through other means, not just visual contact. It's not just something like Captain Arnold around Mount Rainier in 1947 saying he saw nine craft in the air around Mount Rainier. Who knows? It is one of those things where I think there's fascination about it, obviously. The whole fascination about the existence of other extraterrestrial life, of course, that's inevitable. But the real question here would be, what's their game plan? I mean, why will they not reveal themselves? And one of the objectors to this whole alien craft theory has made, I think, a spectacular point, is either people who are visiting from a very, very distant location are going to want to announce themselves dramatically, which they haven't done, or keep themselves a secret, which they've been very sloppy about. They've allowed all these sightings, which they could clearly avoid if they wanted. We will be right back with another conspiracy, this one about a new president this year, coming up on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where there is going to be an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, when I first saw this headline about the most rapidly decreasing in popularity girl's name, the girl's name that plummeted, and these figures are not based upon opinion polls. They're from the Social Security Administration. Everybody gets registered with Social Security when you're born. And so they calculate the number of names and the popularity of names. And they've had this incredibly rapid drop in terms of ranking in names, a name that had, at one point in 1999, it was ranked number 149, which is a pretty common name. And now it has fallen all the way back from 149 to 831. It's had one of the largest drops in history. So I was trying to figure, is there going to be some kind of political ramification to it? Is it Melania or something? No. Melania isn't rated as high. The name that has plummeted is Karen. Now, why? I think because probably all of America in the last couple of years, in this period of racial reckoning, people have become very aware of the idea that the term Karen is used in some elements of popular culture to refer to a racist, privileged white woman. And the most rapidly growing names in popularity. First of all, the reigning champs for girls right now are Olivia, Emma, and Ava. And as Charlotte and Sophia, those names. And for boys, the champs are Liam, Noah, Oliver, Elijah, and William. For boys, the names Henry and Alexander entered the top 10. They bumped out Mason and Ethan. But if you'll notice, traditionally names that rule the roost are not Liam, Noah, Oliver, Elijah. They're names like John, Robert, Michael. That turns up a lot in the past. People seem to be going for more distinctive names. And the hottest risers for girls, according to the Social Security Administration, are Avea, Denise, spelled with two S's, that's D-E-N-I-S-S-E, Gianna, with two N's, Capri, and Rosalia. The fastest risers for boys are Zaire. No, really. Jackson, not Jackson. Jackson, J-A-X-T-Y-N. Jacoby, I guess. It's J-A-K-O-B-E. Or you might say Jacob. I don't know. Kylo. Isn't that Kylo? Isn't that based on the Driver character, Adam Driver character in the Star Wars epics? And Aziel. And Aziel is not traditionally in religious terms a particularly good name. Jackson, the name Jackson, not Jackson. Jackson is number 17 on the popular boys' name list. Charles is up there, and not just because he's the heir to the throne. They're talking, by the way, of next year, there's going to be what they call a platinum jubilee for Her Majesty the Queen to celebrate the anniversary next year of 70 years on the throne. No one's ever done that before, but God willing, she should live and be well. Okay, speaking of occupying the throne, there's a piece in National Review, and I take National Review very seriously. They don't always agree, not all the writers on everything, but Charles Cook, who is one of the most respected writers for National Review, says, I can attest from speaking to an array of different sources that Donald Trump does indeed believe quite genuinely that he, along with former Senators David Perdue and Martha McSally, will be reinstalled to office the summer after audits of the 2020 elections in Arizona, Georgia, and a handful of other states have been completed. Now, I was trying to figure out why would it be that he would think that David Perdue would get his seat back when the other similarly close election involving Kelly Loeffler, he doesn't think Kelly Loeffler is going to win back her seat. Here's the difference, is that with David Perdue, it was very close in the first round of the election. He came very close to getting 50%, so he wouldn't have had to go to a runoff. So that's, I think, what they would be looking at, that November recount. There was no way that Kelly Loeffler was not at all close to avoiding a runoff. In fact, she was lucky to make it to the runoff against a number of other Republicans who were running against her. In any event, this is what Charles Cook has to say. He says that Senator Perdue and Senator McSally from Arizona, who lost by a fair margin in Arizona, will be reinstated to office this summer after the audits. Charles C.W. Cook says that I can attest, too, that Trump is trying hard to recruit journalists, politicians, and other influential figures to promulgate this belief not as a fundraising tool or an infantile bit of trolling or a trial balloon. And he says it will be tempting for weary conservatives to dismiss this information as old news or as an irrelevance. It will be tempting to downplay the enormity of what is being claimed or to change the subject or to attack the messengers by implying they must hate Trump and his voters. But such temptations should be assiduously annoyed. He writes, the scale of Trump's delusion is quite startling. This is not merely an eccentric interpretation of the facts or an interesting foible, nor is it an irrelevant example of anguished post-presidency chatter. It is a rejection of reality, a rejection of the law, and ultimately a rejection of the entire system of American government. There is no reinstatement clause within the United States Constitution. Hell, writes Cook, there is nothing even approximating a reinstatement clause within the United States Constitution. The election has been certified. Joe Biden's president. And until 2024, that's all there is to it. It doesn't matter what one's view of Trump is. It doesn't matter whether one voted for or against Trump. It doesn't matter whether one views Trump's role within the Republican Party favorably or unfavorably. We are talking here about cold, hard, natural facts, neutral facts, that obtain irrespective of one's preferences. It's not too much to ask that the former head of the executive branch should understand that. Just how far out there is Trump's theory? Consider that, even if it were true that the 2020 election had been stolen, which it is absolutely not, he says, his belief would still be absurd. It could be confirmed tomorrow that China had pumped in hundreds, thousands of ballots. It wouldn't matter. There is not a mechanism for doing this, unless you pick up the idea that apparently General Flynn advanced in that QAnon conference in which he participated, along with Sidney Powell. Yeah. The idea that anything is going to lead to a new inauguration day, well, at least General Flynn says the military is going to look at this, and he's implying there would be a coup. Heaven forbid. More likely we get visited by aliens. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And on the MedVed Show, wishing everybody a glorious weekend. It is a great season of the year. We had an unbelievable time last weekend with my brother visiting from Southern California, and together with his two daughters and his wife. And this week, we have the great pleasure of our own company, but with religious services reopened and, God willing, the rain cooperating that people are anticipating in the Seattle area, we look forward to another great weekend. There are a series of films, four of them, really, that are aiming at family audiences from Hollywood. Probably the biggest of those films is called A Spirit Untamed. Now, you might guess from the title, this is related to the Spirit franchise. A Spirit is a wild stallion of the Cimarron, which is the way the first Spirit movie was headlined 19 years ago. That was a production where partially Matt Damon did some of the voicing for the horse. This time, it's not the same horse. It's a different setup. It's more closely based upon a TV series that had run about Spirit. It's all about a little girl whose mother has passed away. She's been sent to live with her grandfather, who's a gubernatorial candidate somewhere in the Wild West in the 19th century. And she becomes linked up with this wild stallion that, by the way, is far more beautifully animated this time than in the original Spirit. They're also supporting voices from the likes of Julianne Moore as the girl's aunt, and Jake Gyllenhaal as the father with whom she reconciles. Listen.
This horse got a lot of spirit. Horse got a...
You do have a lot of spirit.
Easy, boy.
I just rode a horse. Around here, we call that hanging on for dear life.
You are lucky you didn't get yourself killed. You stay away from that horse.
That is not his fault.
I'm trying to keep you safe.
Okay, this is very unlike the plot of the first Spirit film. That plot involved an evil cavalry officer and a wonderful, saintly, wise Indian chief, voiced by the great actor Wes Studi. This time, It's more about a little girl coming of age and finding friends, and she finds in the small town where she goes to live with her dad that her best friends, she is half Latina, her best friends are a white blonde girl and a black girl on the frontier, and they get into various adventures, and look, does any of it count as high drama or sophisticated in any way? No, but the animation is spectacular. And it's glorious, and it's not just the characters who come alive. It's also the landscape. It's a spectacular view of the West. I guess it's supposed to be New Mexico, maybe southern Utah. But they get involved with the wild horse and then protect him from some horse poachers who want to sell him, well, basically for meat. And the film works, but does the plot or the characterizations, the relationships provide any deep satisfactions? No. It's rated PG. It's playing in theaters across the country. And 2.5 stars for the, I think, better than the first one, but not wildly better, Spirit Untamed. Another film that's coming out is a film with religious elements that tells an amazing true story from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, even though they filmed the thing in the Dominican Republic. It's called Blue Miracle, and it features Dennis Quaid as a crusty sea captain who is going to help a orphanage save itself and its building by entering a top fishing competition, marlin fishing competition, with a big prize. Listen.
World's biggest fishing tournament. Best teams in the world compete for millions in prizes.
Here's the deal. You and three of your least annoying orphans will be on my boat for the competition. When I catch the winning fish, we'll split the earnings. Comprende?
I know why my mom left me now, so I could help you win this tournament.
Of course she did.
Okay, Dennis Quaid's a good actor, and he makes this part endearing and almost believable, a very mixed character. Jimmy Gonzalez, who plays the real lead here, the Papa Omar who runs the orphanage, is actually superb. He's an actor with a real future. Is the plot manipulative? Yeah, but it actually follows this strange true story. And even people who aren't particularly interested in fishing, the gorgeous photography makes this more interesting than you might think. It is rated PG-13. Some of the boys come from difficult backgrounds. And look, if you're not particularly fond of dead fish, you may not go for this movie, but most others will. It's on Netflix, and it's already very popular and should be more so. 2.5 stars for Blue Miracle. There's an animated film with a few big names in them, ranging from Betty White to Snoop Dogg. Yeah, there's an odd couple right there. A pampered pooch is coddled by the wealthy old lady whose faithful companion he is. But then the inheritance after the old lady passes from the scene is going to be determined among competing forces with the dog, whose name is Trouble, at the very heart of the conflict. Listen.
Who cares about the dog?
You do. The dog's the rights to the entire fortune.
Don't you have a home? I guess I have to take you with me. The dog's name is Trouble. If we don't find him, we could lose everything.
Only choice now, kid, is to turn you into a real dog.
You're going to need to learn how to bark, bite, and growl.
Okay, Snoop Dogg does get to deliver a rap song at the end as a dog. The animation is mediocre. And in fact, one of the problems with the film is it centers around these canine characters who talk and relate to each other. They don't look like real dogs. Not at all. They don't come to life. That the horse in Spirit Untamed very much does. Here, not so much. And it's a problem. The plot, basically, about a lost dog who finds love with a well-animated, the humans are better animated than the dogs here, Pete's delivery girl and aspiring singer, none of it really connects. I suspect that children will be largely confused by what's going on. And it's a strange artifact rather than anything particularly noteworthy. 2 stars for Doggone Trouble. Under the Stadium Lights is one of those films about not just an inspiring football team that helps all kinds of downtrodden young men, based on a true story from 2009 in Abilene, Texas, and based on a book. Mel Gibson's son, Milo Gibson, plays a local pastor who's the chaplain for the team, the Abilene Eagles. Listen.
Here in Abilene, these young men experienced so much adversity. They made a choice not to be a product of their environment, but to be productive because of their environment.
This city chews them up, and it spits them out, and you're always there.
I know that outside of football, you guys have tough lives.
This town is going to forget about you.
Life doesn't dictate destiny.
Okay, and the other theme of the film is the theme, you should be your brother's keeper. Uplifting, biblical, sincere. Lawrence Fishburne's in the film, briefly in a supporting role. And Milo Gibson's actually very good. The young men are the right age, and they look sufficiently athletic, and the scenes of football are fairly well staged. But the acting is not really on a professional level. The film is rated for PG-13 because these young men face some real difficulties in their lives off the field. The ending of the film, even if you don't know the real life story that it's based on, you can see coming for many, well, miles away, actually for about an hour away. Maybe even more. 2 stars for Under the Stadium Lights. When you remember other films like Remember the Titans, films about inspiring coaches and young men finding their way through football or basketball or you name it, this film does not stand out. Coming up Monday, we'll be covering a new Gallup poll that shows that there's a very big change in-person religious services. Why? And it has to do with government regulation. We will get to that. We'll also cover an Oregon bill that would ban landlords from ever refusing to rent to certain criminals. In the name of racial equality, really? That and much more all coming up Monday. See you then on This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.